Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You're tuned into the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Become our proactive member and get access to expert strategy guides on personal and professional development, bonus episodes, and other exclusive contents. Visit activeaction.fm for more information. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Active Action Podcast. It's me, your host, Nazif, with you back again with another episode with another amazing guest. Before we begin, I just want to let you know my heartfelt appreciation for sticking up with this podcast and providing such great feedback. This is always helpful. We did start our proactive membership in the podcast. So if you're interested in things for personal and professional development, feel free to check out the Proactive Place by Active Action in our website, activeaction.fm. We also launched our self-development course, Transform Yourself, very recently. So if you're interested to checking in that, please feel free to do that as well. It's available in our website, along with the strategy guides on personal and professional development. Just wanted to start by beginning with introducing our guest. Today we have Dr. Mini Gupta. Mini Gupta is the founder and CEO of Willingly Media, and she is an expert in lead generation and helps entrepreneurs and small businesses acquire leads in online space. She has several specific techniques to identify resonate messaging, utilize assessment tools, and create social media attraction marketing. Dr. Gupta has a PhD in biochemistry, which she attributes to her constant research for solutions, belief in data to give you the answer, and it iterate till you get that. The topic of today's podcast is lead generation using AI without losing your human touch. So how are you, Dr. Gupta, this morning?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Nazif.
Thank you, Dr. Gupta. So can you tell me a little bit about the work you do? That would be really helpful.
Yeah, sure. So the work I do is basically helping small business owners, small and medium-sized business owners who really are looking for leads. They're not able to find leads. They actually have an offer that they've sold. It's validated. They've been able to sell it a few times, but they don't know how to then continue to grow their leads and find qualified leads that ultimately can be monetized and lead to sales. So I found that in my business, which is basically marketing. I help people with all kinds of marketing, depending on the stages that they're at in their business. I found that that was the question that kept coming up the most, which is, how do I get more leads? And not just leads in general, because you can't just 1,000 people that are not really interested in what you have is very different from 100 people who are super interested mm-hmm. in what you have. So like, how do you find those leads that are actually your ideal people? So I've developed a system for that. But my background really is very different from what you would expect, in that I started out getting my doctorate in biochemistry, worked at the lab bench for a while, and also did some university teaching, and decided at that point that I wanted to be more on the business side as opposed to within the real like trenches of working at the university level. So I then got my MBA and I started working in pharmaceuticals, biotech, and healthcare, but very much on the marketing and advertising and operations side of those. So that's where I spent about 20 years really honing my skills working in that arena. And about 3 years ago, I decided that based upon some of the experiences I had had with outside agencies, I knew there was a space for somebody who could come in and really spend more critical time that was more individual with especially the small companies that are trying to build but may not have the resources for the large marketing agency. These larger companies have a lot to offer. At the same time, sometimes you feel like you get lost in the crowd with them because they're so I really offer much more like personalized service and work with each of my clients.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gupta, for that amazing introduction. So I would start by asking you, why did you focus on lead generation for your work? And what is lead generation? If you can kindly explain that to our audience.
Sure. I focused on lead generation because I found with a lot of my clients that that was the question that kept coming up the most, is how do I get more leads, right? Like they had their offer and they'd sold it a few times, but they didn't know then how to get more and more leads in order to come in and monetize that. So I realized there was a space for that that really needed to be filled. And so that's what I really focus in on for my clients. Now, I do have a pipeline kind of that my clients can follow based upon you have the leads now, you have a system in place. And that's really important, is that, you know, you don't kind of go willy-nilly with this. You can't spend 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, you know, 2 hours here. If you have a system in place that you're utilizing every single day, that's what's going to get you to that higher number that you're looking for,
right,
of qualified leads.
And why do you think like lead generation is very important, particularly someone in the sector who is looking for clients? Well, how does lead generation help them?
Well, lead generation is just the basis of everything, right? Like once you mm-hmm. have a validated offer, everything is downstream of lead generation. If you don't have leads, so leads are like clients, customers, potential clients and customers. If you don't have that, then you don't have a business. So the goal is really to keep your pipeline full of people consistently coming in who are your potential people, the people who ultimately will purchase your product because they're interested in it. So I've developed a system for that where you can identify your ideal clients on a daily basis within 40 to 45 minutes. If you spend that time, or if you have like someone on your team that can do that, a VA or anyone on your team, and you consistently do this, then you will ultimately be able to monetize that and develop relationships, which is what leads to the monetization. This day and age, relationships are really important in selling most things, I would say.
Right. I do agree with you. And I understand like sometimes it's also very difficult to generate like good leads that would convert into sales. So that is another challenge from like one of my previous experiences. But I want to also ask you, what has been your own journey to this point in the arena of lead generation?
Yeah. So my journey initially started out as, you know, I have a doctorate in biochemistry. So I thought that that's what I was going to do, is work in that field. And then I found that once I had my PhD and I taught for a while and I did some research, I realized that what I really wanted to do was be on the more business side of science. And so at that time, you know, I wanted to spend more time on the data analysis, which is what I learned during my degree, right? I learned how to like look at data, make decisions. Depending on what the data showed, you would go in one direction or the other. And I find that in my business and what I do now, I do very much the same thing. My favorite quote is, failure only happens when you quit. Because if you keep going and you take everything as a learning experience, then there's no reason to quit. You might just be one step away from your final solution, you know? So I did that for a while, and then I got my MBA and went into the marketing, advertising, and operations side of business, biotech, pharmaceutical, and healthcare. And I did that for about 20 years. And then 3 years ago, I started my own agency where I help small and medium-sized business owners with their marketing. So leads first, that's where we start. We get you your qualified leads every single day using a system and having that in place. And then ultimately, how do you move your leads through the pipeline in order to monetize them? So I have an entire system for that as well.
Thank you so much for explaining that. I've learned that you do, or maybe there is use of artificial intelligence in lead generation. To my knowledge, lead generation is like searching leads manually as much as possible. And sometimes those can be challenging, especially if a large scale of lead is needed in a constrained amount of time.
Yeah.
So can I ask you, like, how are you using AI in your work while still building relationships? And then secondly, how actually AI and lead generation like work together?
Yeah. That's a great question. And I guess I would start it by saying that, you know, if you use AI appropriately, I know everyone thinks that AI means that you're losing that human touch, but really if you use it just to save yourself some time, you can focus more on the relationship building aspect of your business, which is critical. So the reason you would use AI is just to speed up time, right? To give you your time back. And if you're not using AI, it is something that you should actually look into in some way implementing into your business. Because I do know that some people still refuse to use any sort of AI and they want to do everything themselves. It is taking them so much longer to get things done than people who are implementing some level of AI to speed things up. So if you're not using it, you should think about it simply from a perspective of, if you don't, then people are going to start moving leaps and bounds ahead of where you are. So just think about, like, how can you use it in a way that is not going to get into the way of your business and change your business so much that you feel like you've lost your personal touch. And so that's what I have with my system, is that it's going to bring you back your time. It's going to find your leads for you. And then I teach you how to build the relationships in order to monetize that.
That's so wonderful to learn. And can I know from my own interest, like, who do you actually work with? Or who is your clients? Or what is the relationship with your clients?
Yeah. So I work with small and medium-sized business owners who are really struggling to find leads and struggling to find their people. And there's a statistic out there that 40 to 60% of people's time is spent on lead generation activities. And that really needs to be much smaller so that you can spend that time actually on building the relationships and selling, right? Monetizing and increasing revenue. So if we can reduce that time of lead gen that is so frustrating to people, then you can spend the time on the other activities that are going to be revenue generating activities for your business.
It's very helpful to know. And can I ask you, for the benefit of our listeners, what type of like client, you mentioned you work with small to medium like business owners, but what type of lead do you help generate for them? Is those any kind of lead, or is there like a specific niche, if you can let us know?
Yeah. So I work specifically with coaches, experts, you know, consultants. People like that who are service-oriented, I don't do as much with e-commerce-oriented businesses. So more like services. And so basically, the way that I come in is I have a tool that I've developed. It is based on AI, and that's what I give to my clients. And from that, they're able to collect 10 to 15 leads every day. And the reason I pick 10 to 15 is because that is a doable amount that people do not get intimidated by, right? Like if I said, I can find you 100 leads a day. A lot of my small and medium-sized business owners don't have systems in place to handle that many leads in a single day, because I really believe in relationship building. So how are you going to take your 10 to 15 leads every day? What are you going to do on a daily basis to ultimately lead to sales? And so if you think about it, even if you have 10 to 15 a day, and let's say in a normal five-day work week, that means 50 to 75 new leads every single week. That's doable. If you spend 10 to, you know, if you spend 45 minutes a day on 10 to 15 leads and how you're going to lead them through your pipeline, no pun intended, that's kind of the way that is working, because it's a way that people feel like I can put 45 minutes into my day in order to find my qualified leads.
It's very helpful to know. Thank you so much, Dr. Gupta. And I know like you have a workshop coming up. Dear listeners, I'll provide the link to the workshop in Dr. Gupta's webpage, also in the description of the podcast. So just for the benefit of the listeners, the link for the workshop would be go.winninglymedia.com/Black Friday Workshop. So Dr. Right. Gupta, can you tell us a little bit about this workshop?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm excited about it. It's a three-day workshop. It's my Black Friday special I'm offering to my clients right now. It's going to be December 3rd, 4th, and 5th for just an hour each day, 12 o'clock noon Eastern time. And what I'm going to do is give my lead generation strategist tool that I use to identify your ideal clients. You'll have access to that for 3 days, and I will train you on how to use that to identify your leads. Leave the workshop with a minimum of 30 ideal clients, as well as 10 ideal potential collaboration partners and personalized messaging that you can send out to each of these ideal clients. So this is how the tool really shines. It shines for B2B businesses who are experts, consultants, and coaches, and it will allow you to leave with those ideal clients, which I think is really exciting. It's not just me kind of teaching you something, but it's going to be teaching mixed with hands-on, mixed with you leaving with your list of ideal clients that you can then have a process to reach out to.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gupta, for explaining that. And how can people find you in the web?
Yeah, LinkedIn is where I spend a lot of time. So if you go to linkedin.com/in/MiniGupta, that's where you can find me. And I can leave the link also maybe in my bio, Nazif. So if anyone wants to reach out to me there, that would be great. Again, you're going to have the link to the Black Friday workshop. I would love to have anyone that wants to find a new way of getting leads and getting your ideal clients on a daily basis and speed up that time and learn a system for building relationships with your clients prior to even monetizing, which is critical in this day and age, please feel free to sign up for the workshop.
Thank you, Dr. Gupta. One question I would like to ask you personally, because I'm really interested to see this transition. I know you had a PhD in biochemistry, but now you're working in lead generation, which is kind of a very different thing from what you have learned academically. So I wanted to ask you about this transition of yours, how this transition went, and also for anyone who has their education in something else but wants to like focus their career on a different direction. I think the experience, if you shared that, it would be helpful for them. And just for context, I've also done that. I used to work as a physician. I have a bachelor's in medicine and surgery, but now I'm working in policy. So it was quite a bit of a transition. So it's be interesting to learn from you how your transition was.
Yeah. You know, it took a lot of years. I look at it as a connect the dots game, right? When you look back into my past, it is a game of connect the dots. I started out in one way, you know, one direction. I sort of changed directions, connected to a different dot, changed again, moved to a different dot. And I think that that's what life's all about. I think I found that so many of my colleagues were feeling the same thing, like, okay, I've been doing this for so long and it's not really my passion. What's my passion? And I had a moment that occurred about 3 years ago based on some personal issues going on at home with health, etc. that I realized like life can be really short. So what are you waiting for? Because in the back of my mind, I always knew that I wanted to start a business and I wanted to help people grow their businesses because I had this marketing background and I knew that I could help people in that way because a lot of small businesses, you know, 85% of small businesses fail. And the reason is because it's not because they don't have a good product. Like they have a product and they've sold the product. They just don't know everything else, right? We can't be expected to know every aspect of business and how to grow. So I knew that I could come in and help people. So without them feeling like they had to quit their business or their passion project, they could continue that. They just need to have the right team around them to help them with that. So that's how I went into, you know, this whole process of I started out in science, which I never regret anything that I've done in the past because I learned so much in each one. You know, working in the lab was great as far as, like I mentioned earlier, as far as learning how to look at data, to plan experiments, to figure out what's next, to work with my team. There was a lot of learning that happened there. And I love science. I still do. However, the pivot into my own business happened because over time I realized like, okay, this is a way that I can help people that really brings excitement and fulfillment into my life. So I hope to be an example to a lot of people that you don't have to stay where you are. If you have something you want to do, surround yourself with the people who can actually help you to get there, you know, and don't give up when the chips are down, right? Like you never know that next step that you make could be that step that's going to take you higher. So that's what I would really recommend to people is don't feel like you're stuck because you started out in one direction. You can always change. I mean, that's what life's about.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mini, for sharing your wonderful experience with us. And if you don't mind, I just want to ask you like one last question regarding like lead generation. So anyone, especially for entrepreneurs or small business owners, from your experience, if they're like struggling to find leads for their businesses in their web space,
yes,
can you provide a few tips for them? They can do that better?
Yeah. So, you know, there's so many ways to find leads, right? It kind of depends on where you are in your journey. Are you at a point where you've been selling, you're making a decent income, however you want to pour gas on the fire, let's say, because then the next step would really be to go into, you know, social media advertising, visibility campaigns, leads campaigns, sales campaigns, those kinds of things. And I do help my clients with that as well. So that's usually something I do further on. As far as organic outreach, that's where a lot of people start out in the beginning because they don't have the funds. There are resources required if you're going to go into social media advertising. However, if you don't have the resources and you're just trying to build that monthly income to be consistent, then you should start with organic outreach. And organic outreach means making connection with the right people and spending the time to get the leads as opposed to on the other end with ads, spending the money to get the leads, right? And there is a mix. Ultimately, what you want to do is do both. You want to do outreach on the one side, making those connections, which is what I was talking about with my tool, which is called the Lead Generation Strategist, or you can put your efforts into the money aspect of it with the advertising. So that's how I teach people, like, how do you move through that pipeline? Where are you in your business? And where do you feel comfortable too? Because you have to have the mindset also that you feel comfortable with what you're doing and not jumping into something that perhaps you're not quite ready for. So that would be my recommendation.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gupta. And I appreciate your valuable suggestion and insight you have shared with the listeners. And I'm sure my listeners would benefit those from as well. So, dear listeners, if you do have any questions for Dr. Gupta, feel free to send questions to her or to me, which I can pass to her. If you want to know more about Dr. Gupta's work, feel free to visit our website and just type in Dr. Mini Gupta and you'll find her bio. Her LinkedIn page and other account socials would be there. Thank you so much, Dr. Gupta, for coming to the podcast today and sharing your valuable insights and expertise.
Thank you so much, Nazi. This is super fun.
Dear listeners, you are listening to Dr. Amini Gupta, and if you have any feedback or suggestions, feel free to send them in the activeaction.fm website in the contact section. And please provide us with your suggestions if you have any on how to make our episodes better, or if there is any potential topic you want to look into. Also, if you are into personal and professional development, looking for opportunities, please feel free to check out our Proactive Place initiative and become our Proactive member to gain access to the 50 plus strategy guides and course. I'll talk to you in another episode. Take care till then. Stay active and take action. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast at activeaction.fm. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. Visit our website, activeaction.fm, to enjoy all episodes and other exclusive contents on self-development. Take care, stay active, and take action.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.